Bokhari, the real voter suppression in 2018 came from big tech. By Alam Bokhari on November 27, 2018. After virtually every election, Democrats go to explanation for why they didn't win X state or Y district is voter suppression. The midterms were no different, but the complaint was particularly egregious, given that it occurred on the back of outright election meddling from Silicon Valley. Voter suppression may have made the difference for Republicans in Georgia, argued far-left Vox. The GOP loves voter suppression, concurred Slate. Midterms 2018, when voting goes wrong was the headline at the BBC. Most of the claims revolved around faulty ballot machines. ID requirements, how dare we ask voters to prove that they're citizens. Racism. White supremacy, longer than expected queues at polling stations. And bureaucratic screw-ups like failure to secure enough power cables for electronic voting booths. None of the faux outraged writers documented actual evidence of deliberate voter suppression. The left-wing BBC even conceded that research has previously shown that alleged vote suppression in the form of ID laws does not seriously affect election outcomes. Ignored in all the coverage was the pre-election attack on the Republican Party and the populist movement's ability to communicate with its base online, conducted in plain sight by the masters of the universe in Silicon Valley. Just a few weeks before the vote, big tech stopped multiple Republican politicians from reaching their digital grassroots and energizing their voters. An ad by the pro-life Susan B. Anthony List on behalf of Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee was blocked by Facebook. Blackburn's own campaign ad, which featured far-left protests, was refused by Google, a company whose own internal research admits to a shift towards censorship by tech platforms. A day before the election, Facebook also blocked a pro-Republican ad from Donald Trump highlighting the illegal migrant caravan making its way through Central America to the U.S. border. Facebook chose to stand with the legacy media, including CNN, Fox, and NBC, in stopping the ad from reaching its intended audience. Beyond the blocks of Republican ads, there were mass bannings. On the weekend before the election, Twitter brazenly banned over 10,000 accounts at the instruction of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It wasn't the first year big tech engaged in election meddling. In 2016, Google made a special effort to turn out Latino voters, even supporting groups that bust Latino voters to the polls. This was purportedly a nonpartisan attempt to drive turnout. But leaked emails revealed dismay within the company that Latinos had voted for Trump in record numbers. Facebook behaved even worse, banning over 800 pages and accounts without warning in the run-up to the elections, mostly alternative media pages of the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right. Page owners, including Iraq War veteran and Triple Amputee Brian Kalfage, who invested some $300,000 in his Facebook businesses, allegedly received no warning of the upcoming ban, and no compensation for their lost investment. In true Orwellian fashion, Facebook framed their crackdown as an effort to protect elections from misinformation and inauthentic behavior. Beyond the deliberate attempts to interfere in elections or protect them, same thing, conservative influencers also have to contend with the casual left-wing bias that occurs on these platforms every day. Whether voting day is around the corner or not, the left-wing bias of big tech companies will reap its victims. As in the case of the YouTuber who nearly lost his account after posting a video of his video game character killing a suffragette character in the game Red Dead Redemption 2. The double standards are obvious. Influential activists like Tommy Robinson get banned from big tech platforms for posting facts, while far-left radicals get to dox their ideological opponents, encourage violence, and cheer for Antifa domestic terrorists with far less interference. The result is a two-tiered system, where the left can mobilize its supporters for any purpose, while the right's ability to do so is constantly curtailed. That's to say nothing of the energy spent by conservatives and the right-wing media to expose censorship and bias on the part of Silicon Valley. That energy could be spent exposing Democrat wrongdoing and mobilizing voters. Conservatives and populists are forced to spend so much time defending themselves against censorship that they are forced to neglect other issues. Democrats will cry voter suppression when they see a few faulty voting machines. But they'll also call Silicon Valley censorship a conspiracy theory, even when big tech companies openly admit to censorship. The question Republicans should be asking, in a race as tight as the recent midterms. How many votes did Silicon Valley cost their party? And what can be done to stop it happening again? Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to Alim Bokhari at protonmail.com.